Chapter 40. Marty Hurst called Javier with a heavy heart. He didn't know how Javier was going to react, but he was sure he wouldn't take the news well. Javier was a dangerous man with a killer's ice-cold eyes, but so far, he had never raised his voice to Hurst. Men like Javier didn't need to rant and rave. They told people what they had to do, and if they didn't do it, then they died. And they usually died horribly. Hurst's mouth had gone dry, and he was having trouble swallowing. He had parked about half a mile away from the Hampstead house once he was sure that he wasn't being followed. He'd called all of the six men who had gone into the house, and Aaron, but in every case the call had gone straight through to voicemail.
Yeah, growled Javier as soon as he took the call.
There's been a problem, said Hurst.
What happened?
I sent a team into the house and they fucked up. I don't know how or why, but I'm pretty sure they were all dead.
You don't know for sure?
I called Aaron, but his phone is off. I'm guessing he's lying low. He was outside the house in the other car. The rest left their mobiles with Aaron and they're all still switched off. If any of them had got out, they would have contacted me. So I'm assuming that we need a new team.
Where were you while this was going on?
I was waiting in one of the cars outside, and I came under fire.
From who?
Hurst took a deep breath. The girl who got away from the Wimbledon house.
The runner?
Yeah, the runner.
What the fuck was she doing there?
I don't know, said Hurst. She came around the back of the house, and from the look of it, she'd taken the gun off one of my men. She fired at me, so I had to drive off. Aaron drove off too.
You were scared of a fucking girl.
Didn't you hear what I said? Hurst snapped. She was fucking shooting at me with an automatic weapon. Javier didn't say anything. The silence went on for a few seconds, and it was Hurst who spoke first. I'm sorry, he said. It all turned to shit. I'm a bit stressed out.
You need to calm down, said Javier. And you need to put this right.
I will. I will, but I need more manpower and vehicles. I've got a smashed window and bullet holes in my car, and I'm going to have to dump it.
I'll send you more people. What about Flores?
Hurst looked at the iPad mini on the passenger seat. It showed a street map of London, and two small green dots showed the progress of the Explorer and the Volkswagen as they headed west. We put trackers on their vehicles before we went in, so I can find them, he said.
At least you did something right, said Javier. I'll arrange the manpower and vehicles, and I'll call you back.
The line went dead. Hurst felt sick to the stomach, even though he hadn't eaten all day. He was disgusted at himself for what he was doing, but he was out of options. He had to do everything Javier asked of him. If he didn't, he shuddered at the thought of what would happen.